Prepare our hearts for the Lord's table. Read you a few verses, if I could, from the writings of the Apostle Paul concerning the Lord's Supper. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 and following, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is also the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" As we've been studying on Sunday mornings the book of Genesis, last week we saw the first covenant that God made with man, the covenant with Noah. And we also studied the fact that every covenant has a sign. The sign is not the reality. The reality is the covenant, but the sign signifies the reality. So the sign of the covenant with Noah is the rainbow. The sign of the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis 15, is circumcision, Genesis 17. The sign of the Mosaic covenant that God entered into with Israel is the Sabbath. And what we are told in the New Testament is we are participants in what is called the New Covenant. The new covenant is described in Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. It's a wonderful passage about how God is going to reach into the hearts of the Jewish nation one day and restore them spiritually. They'll be born again. In fact, that work is going to be so extensive that in that time period, there'll be no need for one Jew to evangelize another, because every Jew on planet Earth will be born again spiritually. And God is going to execute that one day with Israel. But what we're told in the New Testament is we as members of the church, we don't take over that covenant, but we participate in it. Just as God is going to regenerate Israel to a man, woman, and child one day, God is now doing something similar in the church age, where he is taking the lost sinner who's dead in their trespasses and sins, and he is changing them from the inside out. He is regenerating them when they trust in him. And that's God's specialty. God's specialty is changing people from the inside. And since God is doing that today, and since there's always a covenant sign, and since we are partakers in that covenant, the Lord has commanded us in the upper room, as we celebrate our participation in the new covenant, to take of the Lord's table regularly. The covenant sign for us is the bread and the cup. The bread symbolizes his body, which was sacrificed on our behalf, and the cup symbolizes Christ's blood, which was spilled on our behalf. These elements, they have no power to save. They're just signs. And they're to help us remember what we have in Jesus Christ. It's for the Christian only to participate at the table. And we leave with an attitude of gratitude. It enhances our worship because we realize that salvation may be free to us, but it wasn't free to Jesus, who sacrificed his body and spilled his blood to make it all possible for us. So with that in mind, if you could take your communion elements with the liquid at the bottom, peel back the top layer, taking out the bread, and remembering the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we partake together. The book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22, says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." You know, it's wonderful to be a recipient of God's grace or unmerited favor. In fact, it's so wonderful, it's easy to forget the cost that was paid to give us this grace. And that's the shed blood of our Savior. When you technically look at it, it should have been us shedding our own blood. And God has seen fit that He would shed our blood by shedding His blood in our place. And so it's a glorious thing that we have in Christ Jesus, and that's what we remember when we take the cup. So if you can take your cup, liquid topside, peel back, and remembering the shed blood of the sacrificed Savior, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we're grateful for your word, your truth, your salvation, what we have in you. Help us to leave here with not just gratitude looking backward, but expectancy looking forward to what you have in store for us, all brought to us by grace because of what you did for us 2,000 years ago. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We lift up these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said,